It's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. For periods of snow, rain, and freezing rain, some accumulation is expected, averaging about 1 inch to 2 inches, with localized amounts of up to 3 inches possible. Also, that freezing rain could mix in sometime this morning. There should be slippery road conditions, including this morning's commute to and from work. Homelessness in the Hudson Valley is on the rise, reflecting regional and national trends, according to a new federal statistic released over the weekend. According to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development data released, homelessness in the Hudson Valley increased by 6.7% from 2016 to 2017. In Dutchess County, total homeless was flat, increasing by 0.8%. Sheltered homelessness, a measure of homeless people who have a place to stay through transitional housing, safe havens or shelters, increased by 4.4%. In Dutchess. The Church World Service Network, a resettlement agency that aimed to bring 80 refugees to the area this year in the Hudson Valley, has closed its door in the Poughkeepsie office. In a message on its website, CWS said the closure occurred due to executive orders this year from President Donald Trump's administration, which imposed a number of limitations on refugee resettlement. Quote, future resettlement of refugees through the CWS Poughkeepsie office is unlikely in the near term, mostly because of the Trump administration's dramatic reduction in our refugee admission ceiling from 110,000 to 45,000 for this fiscal year, end quote. That from Rosian Ford, former acting director of CWS Poughkeepsie. The office, which closed last month, had been located in the Family Partnership Center in Poughkeepsie. Kent Social Services is seeking donations to help complete 30 holiday food baskets. Following items are needed: whole chickens, turkey and chicken stuffing mix, baking mixes, turkey and chicken gravy, microwave popcorn, pasta and pasta sauce, hot chocolate mix, and holiday sweets. Donations of $25 Davis IGA gift cards are also appreciated. You can drop them off at Town Hall before December 20th. For more information, contact Leah at 860-927-1586. The Dutchess County Emergency Response will hold a citizen preparedness workshop from 5:30 till 8 p.m. today at the Tivoli Free Library on the third floor at Broadway. It's open to the public and free to attend. Doors open and registration begins at 5:30. Each family will receive a free citizen's preparedness starter kit. It's a two-hour training session designed to provide participants with the tools and resources to better prepare for any type of disaster. Participants will learn how to respond accordingly in a disaster and recover as quickly as possible to pre-disaster conditions. The program is offered by the County Departments of Emergency Response and Behavioral and Community Health. The annual election of the Wasaic Fire District will take place between the hours of 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. at the firehouse located at 27 Firehouse Road in Wasaic for the purpose of electing one commissioner for a five-year term commencing January 1st and ending December 31st, 2022. And to elect one commissioner for a two-year term commencing on January 1st. All residents of the fire district duly registered with the Dutchess County Board of Elections as of November 20th shall be eligible to vote. The Housatonic Camera Club meeting at 7 p.m. at Noble Horizons Cobble Community Room. Work in progress with Speaker Ted Roth. It's free and open to the public. December 15th through the 17th, Great Barrington Delightful and Delectable Holiday Market. The Great Barrington Arts Market, a holiday sale of local handmade gifts and treats. St. James Place, the preview December 15th from 5 to 8. Weekend hours will be December 16th from 10 to 6 and December 17th from 10 until 4. Chatham's annual Winterfest event will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For a full list of activities and events on the web, visit ChathamNY.com. Germantown Christmas at Claremont Open House. You can explore the mansion at your leisure. Enjoy the holiday decorations. This is December 16th. And cookies will be available and cider to people that enter the visitor center that runs from 11 till 4. December 16th in Sharon, Darren Winston Bookseller has a holiday pop-up with Norfolk Gifts and Accessories retailer Asia, featuring a wide selection of affordable jewelry, clothing, homeware, and more from 11 till 5. On Saturday the 16th to 2, the Sharon Historical Society Museum will welcome William Hostley for American Chairs, a History, Picture Show, and Lecture. Now, the chair exhibit will be on view that day from 10 until 4 p.m. More information, 860-364-5688. The Charlie Brown Christmas Jazz Band, an eight-piece jazz ensemble directed by Dylan Vatican, will perform songs from the 1965 television special A Charlie Brown Christmas on Saturday. Doors open at 6. The hour-long performance begins at 6:30 at the Center on Main in Falls Village. It's a free event, but donations will be appreciated. Refreshments will be available for sale. December 16th, Hillsdale General Store Home Chef James Beard Award-winning cookbook author Sarah Owens will present the next in her series of dinners titled By Hand, preparing a meal starting with appetizers and botanical cocktails based on legally foraged ingredients. The menu will be built around fresh local lamb with side dishes suited to the season, paired with wine. It begins at 6:30. Contact Hillsdale General Store for more information. Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count is scheduled for Sunday the 17th. It begins at 12 midnight. The count area is a 15-mile circus with its center at Hotchkiss School, taking some of the good birding in areas in Sharon, Salisbury, at Falls Village, Amenia, and Northeast. Then at approximately 5 p.m., teams congregate at the Sharon Audubon Center to turn in their data. More information, 860-364-0520. Berkshire Botanical Garden has their exhibition featuring works of the Guild of Berkshire Artists December 7th through the 29th at the Lionheart Galleries located at the Garden's Center House, 5 West Stockbridge Road in Massachusetts. More than 70 images of botanical art and landscapes, including photography, watercolors, prints, oil on canvas, and ceramics. A gallery reception is scheduled for Sunday, December 17th from 2 until 5. December 17th, Annandale on Hudson at Bard College. Grammy Award-winning vocalist Cecile McLaurin Salvant performs with pianist Sullivan Fortner. The intimate concert will feature selections from her new album, Dreams and Daggers, and Holiday Surprises. It's at 3 p.m. Get High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center has their annual event, Caroling to the Horses, on December 17th. Enjoy holiday goodies and serenade the herd. Bring horsey treats to stuff the horse's stockings and to share with neighboring rescue farms. That takes place at 5 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 56.87 yesterday, starting off today at 24,386.03. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6,875.08, and the S&P 500 at 2,659.99. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.